Hello, my name is Haysan Sorrells, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on these Shorts episodes. These are now around 6 to 8 minute long observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and even the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for now around 6 to 8 minutes is still better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book, even the one that you went to Book Instagram to buy because you saw a cool reel. Something I'd like to address here at this time, at this moment in 2023 here on the podcast. I'd like to put it down for posterity. I'd like to have it on the record. There's been a lot of hyperventilating ever since ChatGPT showed up in the world or was released into the world by the Sam Altman-led OpenAI project back in November of 2022. Now, whenever you are listening to this at whatever time, we will be on whatever different version of ChatGPT whatever, And the hyperventilating has been profuse at the beginning of all of this. It kind of reminds me, I'm old enough to remember the hyperventilating that occurred at the beginning of the internet. And it kind of puts me in mind of that, except more so. Except the truly, genuinely smart people back in the day who, you know, didn't really know anything about the internet. Well, they admitted they didn't know anything about the internet. But now we have people now almost 40 almost 50 years into the internet, coming up on 50 years into the internet, who believe that because they've had that 50-year experience in the internet, can opine about large language models, can opine about, about large language models learning from human beings, and can opine about the impact, mostly deleterious and damaging, that this will have on the world, particularly on the Western world. I don't think too many folks in, the areas outside of the West are really thinking too much about this. They're still trying to scrabble from the hard pan their own existence, even now. The question that arises with the gee whiz idry of things like large language models that can create generative text, generative video, and yes, I am aware this is a podcast, generative audio that can make me sound like I've said anything. The problem with those types of innovations is not the innovation in and of itself. The problem is twofold. It's the anthropomorphization of that innovation, or the giving of human characteristics by human beings to something that is fundamentally inanimate and inhuman. By the way, inhuman not meaning lacking humanity, inhuman not meaning lacking the need to be dealt with or to be addressed, inhuman meaning literally not human. There is no mind behind a large language model. Or, to be even more specific, the only mind that there is behind a large language model, particularly in our time, who knows what there will be in the future, but the only mind in our time that is behind a large language model is a human mind. You know, a human mind that dreams, not of electric sheep, but of real ones. A human mind that has biases, a human mind that is led to love its children and abhor its neighbors, a human mind that is urged to eat, urged to sleep, and urged to make love and connection at a deeper level than the mind that is prompting the large language model can even comprehend. There are challenges and drawbacks to building in a digital world where the hyperventilating over the giving of human characteristics to something that is fundamentally an algorithm at the end of the day is reaching a fever or is beginning its long upward J curve to the right slide towards a fever pitch. we're going to talk ourselves into something before the technology gets us there. And I don't know what that something is, but I know that it is not something that is real. Now, I'm old enough to remember the movie The Matrix, and so I'm not going to get into a philosophical discussion about what is real and what is not. I'm just going to go with this definition of real. Real is what your sensory inputs tell you is real. Real is not the metaverse. Real is not the fake things of video games. Real is not dressing up in cosplay and hanging out with your friends. That's not real, and we know it. We don't need a lot of fancy philosophical, hoop jumping in order to determine the difference between reality and fantasy. Instead, we merely need the courage to say something is real versus something that is not, and then the courage to defend it when it is attacked. We need to defend the real. And in 2023, when we want to take action, we need to take action to defend the real. That's what leaders do. In defense of that real, R-E-A-L, not R-E-E-L. Don't want you running to Instagram, by the way. That's not real either, R-E-A-L. In defense of the R-E-A-L, in defense of the real, we need to move out of digital spaces and we need to move into physical spaces. Look, your human body still needs a chair to sit in, a table upon which to put its elbows, and objects to entertain it when the electricity that powers your digital world goes out. One of the interesting things with the COVID-19 epidemic that occurred over the course of the last 2 years, one of the interesting knock-on effects is that more and more people are becoming more and more aware of the importance of maintaining a foothold, not merely a toehold, but a foothold in reality. A foothold in the world of the real, the world of the material, the world of the solid, the world of the fundamentally important. The world where human beings that you have to look in, where you have to look into their eyes and you can see their expressions and their emotions and you have to deal with them as they are, that world. The world that makes some people uncomfortable because it's hard to deal with, hard to comprehend, and sometimes hard to negotiate. The dealing of with people in this world creates challenges and drawbacks for building in a digital world, and that's why the folks like Sam Altman and all of the other folks that are involved in all of the other large language model projects that they euphemistically call artificial intelligence, this is the thing they miss. Most leadership still happens human to human rather than human to simulation or human to machine. The real world still matters in spite of all of the frenzied hyperventilating. The courage to defend it and the ability to recognize the difference between it and something that is not it are going to be key for success for leaders and the key to building real things in the real world with real people all the way into all of our tomorrows. And well, that's it for me. Listen and subscribe to the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on all the major podcast players that you listen to podcasts on, including iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and even Spotify. And please leave a 5-star review if you like the show. We need those reviews to grow, and it's the easiest way to make sure that this show gets into the ears of the leaders who need to hear it. And of course, tell all your friends. If you want to get started on the leadership path, HSCT Publishing's products and services can help your team do that. Check out our training webinars, coaching services, and more at leadershiptoolbox.us. We also have a video-based subscription service that's software as a service that can help your team become better at the individual level. 60 modules on over 100 hours of video and written content for you at leadingkeys.com. That's leadingkeys.com. We've also got books that will help you and your team grow. Pick up a copy today of My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 Essays on Disrupting Your Workplace by Disrupting Your Boss, and subscribe to the Little Red Podcast I launched earlier this year with the same name as that little red book. My most recent book is 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation of Intentional Leadership. Co-written with contributions from Bradley Madigan, this is the book for right now that was written for leaders right now. Pick up a copy by heading over to 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. That's 12rulesleadersbook.com/now. You pay for shipping, and you'll get a copy of my second book as well. Finally, you can get all these books in paperback, hardcover, or as ebooks on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and any other place online you order books. Finally, HSCT Publishing is on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the video version of the Leadership Lessons for the Great Books podcast on the HSCT Publishing channel on YouTube. Just search for HSCT Publishing and hit the subscribe button. You'll get our weekly video updates, which is the video version of this podcast. And, of course, you're going to want to subscribe to my other podcast. That's right, I do more than one. The Hasan Sorrells Presents Audio Experience, where I talk more casually with a broader range of people about all matters that matter in the world today, from arts all the way to analytics. All right, that's it for me.